Hello, this is Pete, Bank of Cardiff. How may I help you?
Pete, this is Emmanuel with Liberty. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Manuel? Yeah, so what happened with the Polaris? It was stolen from you?
Yeah, well, we were in Kismo, and we left it on the trailer, you know, and we stayed out there overnight, and, you know, thinking that we were going to, you know, over the long weekend, and got stolen. So I called the insurance and all that, you know, and they said, well, yeah, we'll take care of it, you know, and I haven't heard from, you know, I didn't hear from neither one of them, but they say, well, we're going to pay the Polaris, but you're not going to get nothing back.
So the people at Polaris told you you're not going to get anything back?
No, not the Polaris, but the insurance.
Oh, okay.
But we're not going to replace it or have anything. They were just going to pay off whatever I own. You know, I think it was $2,000 or something like that, you know.
I don't know if you know, Manny, there's still $1,000 on there that they never paid off. That's just been running.
Well, I mean, I never heard from them either.
Really? Well, I don't know what happened, if they put your account in delinquency or sent it to a credit collection agency. I don't know what happened there, but I was just, you know, reviewing the credit history here, and, you know, I was looking at it right here, and it still says that you have, that's a different Polaris here, here, it still says on this Polaris as of 10/31/2014 that you still owe $1,182 on that account. And it's been really hurting your credit. I don't know if you noticed that or not. Insurance.
I never put a lot of, you know, and I didn't have a need for pulling out the my credit score anyway, so.
Yeah, I know. It's just, I just wanted to tell you, you know, because it's still hurting your credit even to this day, because I guess the insurance company told you that, you know, they would handle it, but they didn't.
Right.
They really didn't.
Right. Well, I don't know. I mean, when they stole it, it was like $2,500 that I still own, you know, because we had, we bought a whole bunch of equipment for the fan, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one that got stolen. So I said, well, we don't need it, you know, and we're not going to replace it for now anyway. And we replaced it with something else anyway. So, I just had to call the insurance because I heard nothing from them, you know, and then find out why they didn't completely pay off.
They didn't completely pay it off. If you're telling me you had $2,500 left on there when the incident occurred, for some reason
right.
they only paid off
$1,400, right.
And then they just kind of left you with a current balance of $1,182 that's just been rolling over here over and over and just dragging your credit down for the last 2 years.
I'm surprised that they haven't even contacted me or sent me a letter or anything like that.
Yeah, Polaris. Yeah, you're lucky I found this. I was kind of just doing my due diligence. I do this with all my accounts. You know, we just have to make sure there's nothing crazy on there. And I came across,
yeah.
I was like, oh, he's got a piece of equipment out that's been past due for almost 2 years now. And I was like, why would he just stop making payments on it randomly? So I knew there was something like weird and not usual there. But yeah, I would give your insurance company a call. I would give Polaris a call and figure that out if you can. We're going to go ahead with the approval.
Pardon me?
We're going to go ahead with our end and the approval anyway. I just wanted to get a little bit of background information on what exactly happened there.
Well, I mean, I just want to take care of that, you know. I just want to call the insurance, and if they don't, you know, I'm just going to have to do something because I know the agent, you know. She's, you know, I still have more equipment that they insure, you know, why they didn't pay or what, you know. So I have no idea. Either come up with a proposal for them, you know how they are, you know.
Yeah, maybe, you know what I'm thinking, maybe they only covered like 10% of it, because they paid $1,400 off, and it's a $14,000 piece. I'm not sure, but you definitely want to give them a call back.
Yeah, they just kind of left you hanging
there.
Yeah, and that's why when you call in Polaris, I say, well, I mean, this is what happened, you know, so I had no idea what's going on, you know.
Yeah, what insurance agency was it?
Yeah, iFarmers.
Yeah, do you want me to email a copy of your report here so you can take a look at it yourself?
Sure.
Yeah, no problem. I mean, yeah, it's not something you can kind of do on your own. You kind of have to have someone in the industry do it for you. But while I have it here for free, and it's already been pulled, I can just show you what, you know, send it over to you, and you can at least have some reference.
Yeah, that way I can take care of that.
Yeah, take care of that, Manny. But yeah, call, what insurance was it, though?
Farmers.
Farmers?
Yes.
Oh, man, they're usually good.
Yeah, I know. And like I said, you know, Ross is a personal friend of mine. You know, we barbecued together and all that. You know, that's why I was surprised at it. We always talk about it, you know, almost every week because we have a lot of equipment with him.
Yeah, it seems odd. So I'm going to email you real quick the copy of your credit report here. You can take a closer look and see if anything else is different or not right there. But, yeah, give Ralph a call and figure that out, man, because it's hurting your credit score for no reason, and you didn't even know about it.
But I didn't pull it out for, you know, any other purposes, you know, so that's
exactly.
I do every day, you know.
Exactly. This could have gone on for God knows how long without, you know, if nobody caught that. But, you know, I was combing through it, just doing my due diligence here, and it did stand out to me. I was like, that looks weird. Why would he stop paying a payment, you know, from 2007 with $1,000 left on it? I knew there was something up.
I probably would take care of myself, you know.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Then, then I had Ralph looking through the maybe he doesn't even know it either. Maybe the insurance said, you know, we'll take care of it or whoever, you know, and
just and never happened.
Well, sometimes they do make a, you know, they try to make a deal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when you lose your car, you know, completely, they say, well, the car is only worth this much.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That they maybe did some depreciation with it and figured out it was only worth such a certain amount, or I'm not exactly sure. But I'm gonna send you right here, and you can take a closer look at it yourself, Manuel.
Okay, Pete.
No problem, man. I'll talk to you later. Thank you.
Bye.